Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. The following video contains strong language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
You do the damn show today.
Taco Bell. Has anyone ever seen the job application at Taco Bell? What asshole is writing the questions on this application?
All right, you run the show. I'm gonna go.
I quote, how did you hear about Taco Bell?
The bar of your shit. And keep it so long. You have to borrow it back.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean like a blunt rap. People talk, people talk shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mustard. I've been feeling good. I've been sick. I've been all over the place and everything. So I just want to say, hi, everybody. I'm back. I'm feeling better. But now Uncle Grandpa, he on the toilet taking his shit. God, I mean, he stinks more than an elephant's butt. It's like someone took a freaking whole lot of damn horse, put it on his inputs, and then put it on his armpits and his armpits and made himself, man, he's stinky. Ew. I don't like that. Ew. I tell you right now, that's nasty. Uncle Grandpa, you nasty. Oh, I don't like you. Nasty. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of shit. But anyway, all right, we got a great show for you. Don't forget to go and buy some of the goodest clothes. We got some good new clothes coming out. And we're going to go up and do some other stuff. But anyway, we're going to go. First of all, we got the Last Factory came in. So we're going to set a tribute. We're doing a tribute to the Last Factory because they've been around for a long, good time. Okay, everybody? So everybody, get ready to laugh. The Last Factory's in the house. And we'll be back.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean like a blunt rap. People talk shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke. So weed makes you stupid. It doesn't make you stupid. It makes you smarter. All right. Been smoking weed since high school. I grew up in San Gabriel Valley in L.A. We had what's called off-campus lunch. I don't know if you remember that. That's where you can go off campus, smoke weed, eat, and then you had to come back for some reason. So one time I came back lit, and we had intermediate math. I had intermediate math after lunch, right? And one time I came back lit, and we had to take a test in fractions. It was a pop quiz. And one of the questions on the test was, what's the difference between a quarter and an eighth? I wrote $50.
Pretty much everybody smokes pot when you think about it. I just found out my 15-year-old cousin smokes pot. What the fuck? 15-year-old wants to be an adult before he even grows up. I want to try to help curb the habit, discourage him from really turning it into something bad. So I told him I'd smoke a little. Didn't expect the reaction. His eyes got so big, like so excited. He was like, dude, Adam, dude, you smoke weed? Dude, how have we not smoked together yet? I was like, dude, how have we not smoked together yet? 5 years ago, you were 10. What the fuck are you talking about? You just started using deodorant, man. Take it easy. Plus, I have this rule. I can't smoke pot with anybody who didn't grow up watching DuckTales. That's just one of my rules about smoking weed. Yeah, that's a good rule. DuckTales. Yeah, they're the potheads. That's how you find them. Yeah, I knew you were in here.
Today I just renewed my weed card. Thank you. It's my second card. My first card, I got 3 days into being in Los Angeles. I didn't even have an apartment yet. My first purchase was a weed cookie. I got an edible. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever gotten up to that point in my life. Because I'd never seen branding on drugs. It had a logo. Aunt Mabel's weed cookie. Well, I trust this. She's family. Underneath it, it said, per dose, eat one-third of a cookie. Who eats one-third of a cookie? I eat all the thirds of a cookie. You're not going to have me eat one-third of a cookie. Now I'm high, and I'm hungry, and I'm staring at two-thirds of a cookie? That's not happiness. That's Hunger Games. And I ate the whole cookie. Woke up 2 days later, about a mile and a half from my house, feeling refreshed. I'm gonna get out of this ditch and get on with my day.
My friends smoke weed all the time. My boys, like my guys I hang out with, they are heavy weed smokers. Heavy. And they all have girlfriends and wives. Not girlfriends. Girlfriends and or wives. That won't let them smoke at home. So now my house has become the designated weed smoking house. Yeah, they just called me up out of nowhere like, hey, man, what you doing? Called me up for no reason. What you doing? I'm like, I'm in here watching the game. Got a pound. Coming over. Then they get high and they get into these deep philosophical weed discussions. I don't know if your friends do that. Like, that's when they want to have like a f***ing Wolf Blitzer CNN discussion when they high. But it's always bullshit. It comes out of nowhere. It's like, ew. If you was invisible, which ex-girlfriend's house would you rob? And my other boys over here, he's thinking about it too. Oh, shit, that's deep. That's deep. See, it don't work like that. It don't work like that because technically you're invisible, right? But the shit you steal is not. Now it's a TV just floating down the street. Oh, shit. That's how they caught me last time.
My mom actually came out here and visited me once, and she kind of got into my medicinal marijuana. My bad, because I've got glaucoma and can't see any of you. When she came out here and visited me, I took a shower. I thought I hit everything, but the southern woman is like a fucking honey badger. They will dig through anything. They're just like, just looking through it. I got out of the shower. I looked really good. She's just standing there. She's like, Justin Douglas Martindale, what is this? The full name. Right? She's like, I have raised you better than this, mister. I cannot believe you brought this in your house. I've been through thick and thin with you. Jesus has cried for you through thick and thin. I cannot believe you would even... God damn, that shit hits hard. What is that? Is that an indica, a sativa? What is that? Purple Rhino, Mystic Haze, Sad Substitute Teacher? What's that called?
If you're going to do drugs, smoke weed. Seriously, right? Exactly. I don't judge. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you smoke some weed? You're going to eat a couple of Twinkies and drive really safely.
White people, you have good weed. And I commend you because you use discretion. You get your weed from somebody called a guy. I don't know who this guy is. You can ask any white dude anywhere. Where you get your weed from? I get it from this guy. I see him on Tuesdays. You want me to pick you up something? That's all you get. Ask a brother, yo, dogs, where you get your weed from? From my cousin? He at the Holiday Inn right down the street. Won't you call him from your cell phone so you can lock the number in? Then they wonder why they get caught. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and your car is orange. That's why you got caught. You need a guy.
When you get your weed from white people, they let you try it before you buy it. Can't get that from black people. You have to smoke them out with the shit you just got from them. In business, that's called reneging.
I had to go back and learn fractions just to buy weed from white people. I didn't know nothing about eighths or quarters or nothing like that. Nobody told me that if the bottom number was bigger, you get less. I had to rush down to Home Depot to get one of them rulers with the lines on them. The guy was like, what you using it for? Like, I'm buying an eighth from a white guy. Which one is the eighth? Is that the little short line next to the quarter? Because I don't want to get ripped off. I want the right length. I'm on the phone telling my friends, don't worry about it. I got 2 1/64ths coming. We'll just put one in the freezer. This should last us till Christmas.
I have a prescription for medical marijuana. And here in Los Angeles, you don't even need a real reason to get it. The doctor's like, why do you need a prescription for medical marijuana? It's like, because my neighbor moved to Burbank. And I don't know where else to get any pot from. Because everybody smokes. I hate when I go to the store high, but the guy behind the counter is higher than I am. So you try to buy something, and he's like, $2.75, please. And you're like, how much? He's like, what? My friend tried to get me to smoke some Afghani weed. I don't want to smoke Afghani weed because people in Afghanistan get stoned to death. I'm just trying to get to Hollywood.
Here's the deal. I went into the weed store, and I had anybody had the edibles?
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. So for those of you who don't know, the edibles kind of fuck you up. I did not know that. So I went in. Now listen, something you need to know about me is I fucking love blueberry muffins. So I walk into the weed store and I'm like, are those blueberry muffins? And the guy was like, yeah. And I said, does that have weed in it? And he said, yeah. And I was like, I'll have a blueberry muffin. So my weed store has like a little area where you can smoke and watch DVDs and shit. And I just put in Chappelle season 1. Fucking great. And I'm literally licking my fingers when the guy runs in. He goes, you didn't eat that whole muffin, did you? Huh? Tell me you didn't eat that whole muffin right now all at once, did you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, all right, listen, and I'm not fucking around right now. Either give me the keys to your car or drive home right now. And I said, what? And he goes, I'm telling you, leave here right now. Or prepare to be here for 8 hours. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, you ate that whole muffin, man. He goes, I own this place. I would only eat half if I was at home. I'm like, fuck me. He was right. I was high for 8 hours. That's one of those highs where you're like, I hope I have kids, man. I had to pull one of these. I walked into the house. I was like, Daddy's sick. Don't come in the room. Click. And then I peeked my head out. I was like, don't, no matter what you hear from this room, do not come in here. It was bad. Except like an hour later, I was like, except I could use some orange juice.
It's fine if you smoke pot, but there's one type of stoner I hate being around, and that's the person who, when they do get high, they think it makes them smarter somehow. Do you know one of these shitheads? And I realize there are certain things I can't do with that friend while he's stoned anymore. Like, I can't watch movies with him anymore. Here's what happened a few weeks ago. We were watching a movie. He's smoking a joint. I'm completely sober. We're watching Return of the Jedi. I don't want to ruin the movie for you guys. But at one point in Return of the Jedi, a spaceship explodes, and my buddy leans over, and he goes, you know that would never actually happen in real life. Bro, you'd never see a fireball in space, because fire needs oxygen to survive. and there's zero oxygen in space. So that shit would never happen. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And while we're at it, I don't think those are real Ewoks either. Pretty sure those are just dwarves dressed up as bears.
White people have cool, magical names for their weed. No, think about it. Like Chronic, Kush, Purple Liberal, Juicy Fruit, Train Wreck, Northern Lights, Green Crack, Purple Horseshoes, Obama. Yeah, there's an Obama strain out there. Yes, we cannabis.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duente.
Now we're back to the show.
We're back. Everybody, that was funny. That guy said something about he did an Obama weed. Hey, if anybody's got some of that Obama weed, sure. I want you to call me now. I want some of that Obama weed. I'm kind of getting fucked up completely tonight because Uncle Grandpa got to go and he's stuck in the toilet. I call somebody to help me get this stuff, him unstuck from the toilet. So I don't know what else to tell you, but Grandpa's stuck in the toilet. So if there's a plumber out there that's listening, can you help me get Grandpa out of the toilet? He's stuck. His big old droopy ass got stuck in there, and it's all wet and nasty. I think he got shit on his toilet, on his ass, and I think he broke his bum bum. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we got another one for you coming up, and everything else is pretty cool, but... You know, I had to give it hand it over. We got a special thing coming, but I'm gonna take a break right now and let you all know what's going on. So, here's the news.
Hey, everybody, what's up? What's going on? What's going on? What's up? I had a call man today because it's special. We just got the news. Dear brother DMX has passed away. So we're going to honor him today. Mass Dudes and Uncle Grandpa are going to take a little bit, 5-minute break. And but while we honor our great brother, we know that, you know, we love you. We always supported you. You know, you've been a great leader, a representative. Even though the pressure that came onto you was not your request, but we have always been there. So, to honor you, brother, here we go.
Yeah. For my people in the street. And this thing right here. Stop. Drop.
Come on.
Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh.
Like a
mind your business, lady. What? Those people get it too. What? When you see me spinning you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. What? Yeah, I know it's pitiful. What? That's how I get you down. What? Watch my around. What? Make you suck a few rounds. If I talk that shit, clown. What? Oh, you think it's funny? What? You don't know me, money. What? It's about to get ugly. What? Dog, I'm hungry. What? Guess you know what that means. What? Come off that green. Drop on the beam. Stop making a scene. What? Give a dog a bone. What? Leave a dog alone. What? Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. What? The brave. My home is a cave. What? And yo, I'm a slave to my home is a cave. What? I'm a poor paper, it's all about the papers. So the vapors, what? And now they wanna what? Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's road. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's. Get at me, dog, and I rip shit. But this one here, I flip shit. So when I kick, it's gonna be some sick. What would that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you saw? Not anymore, cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door. What the Now it's time for bed. Two more to that. Get the floor. Yeah, that. I never unsolved mysteries. Going down in history. They never did to me. Get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Got to make a move. Ooh, so to the next time you hear this rhyme, try to keep your mind on this. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up, stop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's road. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up, stop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's road. Stop, drop. Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's road.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
Radio. Always playing the sounds of sound.
Chapter systems are offline.
Radio. Always playing the sounds of sound.
Sasha? Malia? Yes? We can.
Okay. When the Obama starts, I gotta go.
Come on, Dad. Why can't y'all try yoga? I mean, didn't you say you wanted us to bond more?
I don't know how I let this girl talk me into coming into this whack-ass yoga.
Because you're weak, boy.
And why are you here?
I'll give you two reasons.
Hello, ladies. Good.
I think she's having a hard time with her mom being gone.
I don't know how to connect with her. Why are you in your pajamas when we're getting ready to go to church?
I think I'm a pass on church this week.
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody under this roof goes to church.
I'm happy you came. I'd be even happier if you told me you got a pastry in that knapsack.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. And I want to let you know something, brother. I am free from my diabetes. Save me half of that.
Say what?
Good job.
Dad, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing the latest skinny jeans.
No, jeans aren't skinny. They're starved.
Oh. I hear my music. That's my song right there. Woo! Get this on your TikTok.
Hey. I don't want to lose any followers.
It smells like a Snoop concert down here.
Why can't you be like every other father, just get drunk and pass out?
It's 2019, for God's sake. It's 2021, for God's sake.
Damn, this is some good shit.
You know, I'm a teenage girl. I'm gonna talk to boys.
And I am a grown black man, and I'm gonna whoop them boys' asses.
Dad, relax. It's not even what you think.
The answer is still no. I don't want you driving around with some strange boy. You know these young boys, are they out here ghost riding the whip and whatnot?
Why do you pick San Francisco to shoot your special?
It's one of the best towns to ever do comedy. And this is the most historic venue you got as far as comedians are concerned. Because Lenny Bruce ripped it down. All the best came through the Bay. What about Richard? What about Ron Williams? Carl Mooney? You don't necessarily have to be the biggest star. As long as you come with it, and people coming out, they like to see live performances because it's a savvy audience.
San Francisco, are you ready?
Thank you for coming. God damn. I did it big this year. From cable, nigga, god damn. Thanks for coming out and thanks for making the nigga feel comfortable in the gayest place on earth. You guys got Disney World jealous out this motherfucker. Man, I didn't really think it was that gay at first. I was like, what is everybody? Because when I was coming out here, everyone was like, man, that place is really gay. Like, what the fuck is everybody talking about? It's not so gay. And then I wandered into that Castro. God damn. I said, this is America's anus right here. This shit is deep. Went to that tenderloin. There's nothing tender about that motherfucker at all. That shit was rough. The opposite of tender. I have never seen crack smoke so casually before. These niggas was sitting in front of Starbucks smoking crack and drinking coke. I said, this is off the hook. Talking about politics. I seen one crackhead trying to break into somebody's car, man, and it struck a chord with me. I tried to stop him. I said, hey! And he looked back and saw me and said, oh, keep an eye out. I said, nigga, that was me that said that. I tried to help you. I want this shit to stop. Crackheads are like this. I had a crackhead break my car window one time. Broke it! You know what he stole? Fucking candy bar I had lying on the seat. That's all he took. The goddamn candy bar. I was so mad. I drove around the neighborhood 5 hours looking for a crackhead with chocolate on his face. I did that. I finally found when I grabbed that motherfucker. Hey, man! What's all this chocolate on your face, motherfucker? He looked confused. Chocolate? This is doo-doo, baby. I said, ah! Oh, man. This place is insane. But you know what I like about San Fran, and the reason I picked this city to do my special is because of all the major cities in America, somehow people get along here better than anywhere else I've seen in the country. That's right.
That's right. And I always admired San Fran for that. And today I realize how you did it. Put all the niggas on the other side of that bridge. There's nothing, it ain't happy on that side. Do you leave San Francisco like, boy, thanks for coming to San Francisco. Come back in April, we're having a sale on Birkenstocks. As soon as you get to the other side, welcome to Oakland, bitch. Fucking crazy, but it also feel like it's the East Coast city in the West Coast. You guys got subways and shit. I'm scared of public transportation. I was on a bus that was held hostage 45 minutes. It wasn't life-threatening. I don't want to give you that impression. It was a dude jerking off, but the shit was scary, son. It was scary. Right before it happened, I was on the bus smoking a cigarette. It's a long story. It's not the coolest shit I ever did. And people freaked out. Sir! Sir, put that goddamn cigarette out, okay? He's everybody's heir, sir. I flicked it. I didn't want any trouble. And just at that moment, coincidentally, this homeless dude out of nowhere pulls Vic out. Started beating off. And I was furious. Because nobody said shit to this guy. They were just looking like... I was the only one on the bus that had the balls to say anything to him. And it's not even like I was brave, really. It was that, you know... I was sitting next to the motherfucker. I had to say something. Come on, dog. You hit my elbows. Stop. Son, stop. That's all I said. I didn't want to say too much. Guys beating off on the bus means there's something wrong with this motherfucker. He's not wrapped so tight. I didn't want to push him over the edge. As soon as I said something, all these dummies on the bus, now they're brave.
He's right. Put your goddamn cock away. I don't want to see this anymore.
I don't want to see it either. Yeah! Now the guy flips out. All right, everybody, back up. I tried to be nice about this. Now everybody freaks out. Oh my God, it's a biological attack. Oh. I'm caught in the middle. I can't lose my cool. I said, hey, everybody, calm the fuck down or you'll get me shot. So just be cool. Let's do what this man says. So he'll leave us alone. Now everybody gets quiet. That's better. That is better. And then he started walking up and down the aisles. He was terrorizing us. And then he starts making demands. You in the pink shirt. Squeeze your tits together.
Oh, God, no. No.
You! Stick your finger in your butt!
Why? Oh, God, why is this happening? Oh, God. Oh, God.
He was working my way. Shit was tight. Just that minute, I got saved, dudes. I was so lucky. This guy at the oven, but he snapped. He lost his mind. I seen it happen. Ah! Screamed out, "Rush him! They can't come on all of us and charge him now." Ah! And it's like a movie. This homeless dude seen him coming. The shot went off. Ah! I dodged that shit like the Matrix, nigga. The guy behind me wasn't so lucky, y'all.
No!
That shit was gross. It didn't kill him, but it was... I'm sure that fucked his day up. You're not going to have a normal day if a homeless dude busts a nut on your forehead at 8:30 in the morning. That's a wrap on the rest of the day. This guy was freaking out. It burns! Oh! 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 Everyone was standing around looking at them. Even the homeless dude felt bad. I guess he was finished. He came back to his senses. This is my stuff. I said, "Relax, motherfucker." I hadn't said something. I said, "Relax."
"Oh, I can't. I got AIDS. I know it."
I said, "You can't get AIDS from a homeless dude busting a nut on your forehead. That's not how it spreads." I don't even know if that's just true. That's just what I told him, man. He was so scared I had to say something. I don't know where AIDS comes from. Who the fuck knows? Scientists don't even know. Scientists still say AIDS started because somebody had sex with a monkey. Word. After all this research, this is the best explanation that you came up with, motherfucker. Nobody fucks monkeys and people, you idiot. You either fuck monkeys or you fuck people. That's it. There's no in between. You're not going to get some monkey pussy on Tuesday and then be like, "Well, let me call Charlene on Thursday." No. Monkey fuck a monkey, that's a firm decision. I'm out of the human pussy game for good. It's ridiculous. You act like monkeys is just as open as waiting for people to fuck them, man. It's ridiculous. You see, the monkeys don't want to be fucked by people. Think about it. Think how hard it would be to catch a monkey and fuck it. That's ridiculous. That's how it had to go down. Do you think you're just going to walk up to him in the woods and grab this nigga with fruits and bananas? "Hey, buddy. Hey. Yeah. There you go, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. There you go, your big, bright red ass." "Big, bright red booty." You know how strong a monkey is? Would rip your dick off like the celery stalk. Let's throw that shit in the tall grass to never be seen again. "Hey, dog, we're going to go to the club, pick up some girls. You trying to roll?" "Nah, man, I'm cool. I'm going to stay home, dog. Chill with my monkey." You know how long it took me to train this monkey? Suck my dick without peeling it. Last night, Chim Chim jerked me off with his feet. Nigga, only a monkey can show you that kind of love and tenderness. So y'all can keep fucking these people if you want, niggas. More monkey pussy for me. Hooking up with an orangutan next week. That's all I fuck is chimps and orangutans. You know who I feel real bad for is Indians. Everybody feels bad for Indians. They get dogged. They get dogged openly because everybody thinks they're dead. These motherfuckers are not all dead, all right? I've seen, with my own eyes, I've seen a gathering of 1,500 Native Americans. They were all gathered in one place. The place is called Walmart, New Mexico. These Indians, I've never seen Indians before. I wasn't even sure if they were Indians. I fucked up, but I asked one of them. It's not nice, but I seen them in the sports section looking at bows and arrows. I had to say something. Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to be rude. Are you an Indian? And he was cool.
Yes. Yes, I'm Indian.
Still didn't believe him. I had to test him to be sure. This is fucked up. But I had a gum wrapper in my pocket, so I balled that shit up and I threw it on the floor. And a single tear came out of his eye. I said, oh, shit. I had so many questions. What tribe are you from?
I am a Navajo.
I said, word. I studied you in social studies. You're a hunter-gatherer, correct?
I said, I guess so. That's what you wish to call it.
I said, wow, what do you call it?
He said, I am an alcoholic.
I said, well, what's your name, dog?
He said, please. Dog is my cousin. That's a good guess.
My name is Running Coyote.
What is your name, friend?
And that shit caught me off guard. I mean, I didn't want to say my name was Dave to a motherfucker named Running Coyote. Just don't feel good enough. He just put me on the spot. I said, huh? My name, what? Oh, my name's Blackfeet. Then I change the subject. Forget about me. What's going on with you? I want to meet your chief. Why don't me, you, and your chief and your friends get together tonight? We can have a real live peace pipe smoking ritual. We need to celebrate, nigga. I thought you were dead. And he set it up. It was beautiful. It was just like I dreamed. We was all sitting around him. Indians was beating the drum. Other Indians came out the back with a long blanket that was folded in half and put in front of us. Open that shit up, and on the blanket was a long wooden pipe with feathers. And bags of weed were all over the blanket. Chief walked over.
The big ones are 50. The little ones are 25. And these are 10.
Man, those Indians got high as shit. I was baked. I told the chief, he was talking, I cut him off. Time out, chief. Sorry to interrupt. Fucking smash, man. The weed's too strong. I'm itching. It's PCP. The spirits have got me. Chief, the spirits have got me. And the chief threw some water in my face. Calm down, blackface. Splash. I said, hey, it's black feet, motherfucker. Take it easy. Blackfeet,
you're welcome to stay amongst me and my tribe for the night until the spirits leave you.
And they gave me my own teepee to sleep in, which sounds nice. I personally felt like it was a little fucked up, you know, because they all had houses, man. It's like, why can't I sleep with y'all in the house and watch TV? Like, I can't be on this grass all night. Yeah, Indians are rude, man. Everybody's rude. Indians, they eat nasty food. All they ate was corn and shit. Doritos, the thing they call it. That's right. People only see the surface. They see the division in our foods. It's because I eat chicken and watermelon. They think that that's something wrong with me. I'll tell you something. If you don't like chicken or watermelon, something is wrong with you, motherfucker. There's something wrong with you. Where are all these people that don't like chicken and watermelon? I'm sick of hearing about how bad it is. It's great. I'm waiting for Chicken to approach me to do a commercial, nigga. I'll do it for free, Chicken. At least I can do. They make fun of Latin people for eating, what y'all eat? Beans, rice, corn. Listen, that's not a reason to hate a motherfucker, all right? It's funny, but it's not a reason to hate. The only reason these things are even an issue is because nobody knows what white people eat. You've been very good at keeping that shit a secret amongst yourselves. I study white people. I don't know that. I'm writing a paper on you. Not even for school, nigga, just to do it. Just to get some food. Just doing independent research and spending my money. That's why I'm working so hard. I follow you around grocery stores. They freak out. I just try to peek in the cart. They always say, get away from my cart, nigga. What are you looking at? Chicken and giblets are over there. Must be lost. These are vegetables. I know what you drink. See how quiet it got? Grape juice. Surprise, motherfuckers. You didn't know I knew about grape juice, did you? Oh, don't play dumb with me. You're looking rough. A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that shit. You might have one of your black friends over, Todd. Todd, would you care for a glass of grape juice? What? Nigga, what the fuck is juice? I want some grape drink, baby. Oh, it's purple.
I don't think I know what a grape drink is.
What?
I had some apple juice if you want. What the fuck is juice?
I want some apple drink. Scream. Remember that commercial for Sunny Delight when all the kids run in from outside playing? They all run to the fridge. All right. I got some purple stuff, some Sunny D. As soon as they say Sunny D, all the kids go, yeah! Watch the black kid in the back. If you ever see that commercial again, look at that black kid. He'd be like, I want that purple stuff. That's drink, nigga. That is drink. They want drink. They want all them vitamins. Nigga, I want drink. Sugar, water, purple. That's the ingredient. Sugar, water, and of course, purple. Too fucking much. I got a lot of things to talk about tonight. First of all, I stopped smoking weed. With black people, you didn't let me finish, motherfuckers. God damn. I'm sorry, black people, to break the news so publicly, but I can't smoke with you anymore. At the time I smoked weed with my black friends, all you talk about is your trials and tribulations. I'm sick of that shit. I got my own problems. Nigga, that's a waste of weed. I'm smoking weed to run away from my problems, not take on yours. Now on, I smoke weed exclusively with white people. Calm down, motherfuckers. You win by default. You got good weed conversation. All white people talk about when they get high is other times that they got high. I can listen to that shit all night. Dude, remember Frank's last week? Fucking smashed, man. And catalogs everything they drink. Two shots of Jaeger. Kill them. Four bong hits, man. Beer. Cheeseburger. That shit is great. The only bad part is you cannot pass out around white people. Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some borderline gay shit when the guy's asleep. Frank fell asleep, so we, like, stuck a carrot in his ass and put shaving cream on his balls. Like, why, motherfucker? Why would you do that to a friend of yours? They trusted you enough to sleep around you. You gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice? I tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, a nigga will kill you when he wakes up or some shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. It's a rat for you. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep at his house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep at his house, and while I was sleeping, right? I'm just gonna kill that motherfucker, all right? That's all you need to know. Fuck carrots. But everybody's getting along. I see that shit. I see it all around. Blacks and whites don't fight so much. You know who don't have no beef with anybody is Asian people. I see how y'all be doing. Y'all just laying the cut. All people Asian people beef with is other Asian people. Like, if you call a Korean guy Chinese, I've done this, they'll flip out. Hey! What makes you think I'm Chinese? I am Korean! I look Chinese. Yes, motherfucker, you do look Chinese. That's why I said it. It's an accident. Like I said, untrained eye, you all look Chinese to me. It's a mistake. I'm not trying to offend you. Some people say all black people look alike. We don't get bent out of shape. We normally just call those people police. Okay? Just learn to live with it. That's all I can tell you. Everybody's afraid of police. Scared to death of these police. I am, nigga. I got a police scanner. First money I got, this is the first shit I went out, bought me a police scanner. I just listen to these motherfuckers before I go out, just to make sure everything's cool. You hear shit on it. Calling all cars.
Be on the lookout for blackmail between 4-7 and 6-8.
Staying in the crib tonight. Fuck that. Gotta work on that alibi for a minute. Every black person needs an alibi. I do them impromptu joints. If I'm by myself and need a house, I'll just open up the windows in the apartment, turn all the lights on, stop beating off right in the window. Look at me. Hey, everybody, look. It's me, Dave Chappelle. Praise him. Jerking off. Nope, the time, motherfuckers. It's 2:35. Look at me. I'm jerking off in the window. 2:35. Comedian Dave Chappelle is June 10th. Note the time. That shit could save my life.
Officer David Chappelle couldn't have done that. I saw him in his window masturbating from 2:35 to 2:37. I'm certain of it. He was standing on a clock and holding a calendar and today's paper.
Fuck, I need an alibi. I can't be no celebrity. This shit is just the worst. I'm seeing it. I see why stars are crazy, man. These motherfuckers. I went to Disney World with my kids, which is a big deal for me. I don't get to see my kids so much. I do Chappelle's show 20 hours a day, sleep for like half an hour, raise my kids for 10, 20 minutes, and I go back to work. Now, this particular day, I got to hook up with the kids who went to Disney World. Everybody at the park. Fucking everybody. Hey. Rick James, bitch. Hey, I'm Rick James, bitch. It's like, hey, man, hey. You mind not calling me a bitch in front of my kids? Time out, motherfucker. We take a day off. Even Mickey Mouse did it. I said, this is the most unprofessional shit I have ever seen in my life. Rick James, bitch. Oh, I was fed up. I caught that motherfucker with an uppercut. Bop! Knocked his head clean off. Everybody was screaming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mickey Mouse is Mexican. Terrible time in Disney World. Disney World is like a whole nother country anyway. They got their own currency. That shit is ridiculous. As soon as I check in the hotel.
Welcome to Disney World, Mr. Chappelle. Can we interest you in some Disney dollars?
Nah, man, I'm cool. Can't buy weed and pussy with Disney dollars. Like, I'm on vacation. I like them greenbacks. I like them greenbacks. You know what I'm saying? It's the kind of money people spend. People is very particular about that. I saw that. That was one of the main stories from the war. It was the first big thing we did was they said, now that Iraq has been liberated, we have managed to take Saddam Hussein's face off of the money. And I'm not going to lie, when that press conference came off, I was, like, choked up. I was actually proud to be an American because that is a very subtle psychological nuance of oppression to have a dictator on your money. And it's thoughtful to be able to take that motherfucker off for the goodwill of another person, right? But then I thought, well, if he could do that for Iraq, what about our money, man? Our money looked like baseball cards with slave owners on. George Washington's the worst of the worst. Yes, I said it. You mythologize this motherfucker like he's the greatest dude, man. If I went back in time with a white person and we saw George Washington walking in front of our time machine, my wife friend would probably be like, oh, my God, Dave, look, there's George Washington. It's the father of this great nation. I'm going to go shake his hand. I'd be on the other side like, run, nigga, George Washington. And we'd both be right. You like him because he wrote the Declaration of Independence and all that shit. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. Go get me a sandwich, nigga, or I'll kill you.
Liberty, justice for all.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Wait a minute. Did he not own slaves? Didn't he own slaves? That's all I'm saying. I almost protested the war in the beginning. Almost. Till I saw what happened to them Dixie chicks. I said, fuck that. If they'll do that to three white women, they will tear my black ass to pieces. I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, man, they would. But I'm like, for real, why you care so much what the Dixie chicks say? It's not like they political scientists and nothing. They just bitches that can sing good. You know what I mean? Stop worshiping celebrities so much. Just don't listen, pay attention. I remember right around September 11th, Ja Rule was on MTV. That's what they said. We got Ja Rule on the phone. Let's see what Ja's thoughts are on this tragedy. Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks for the time like this, nigga? This is ridiculous. I don't want to dance. I'm scared to death. I want some answers that Ja Rule might not have right now. I think when bad shit happens to me, I'll be in the crib like, oh my God, this is terrible. Could somebody please find Ja Rule, get hold of this motherfucker so I can make sense of all this. Where is Ja? Pass me Ja Rule. I don't even know why people listen to me. I'll say anything, nigga. I've done commercials for Coke and Pepsi. I don't give a fuck what comes out of my mouth. I just say what it takes. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm saying. If you want to know the truth, can't even taste the difference. Surprise! All I know was Pepsi paid me most recently, so taste better. Pretty much how the game goes. I'm just being real, man. There's too much goo-gog and over celebrities. People don't know what's fake and what's real anymore. That's why Bill Cosby got in trouble. Look what happened to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby said some real shit and the whole world freaked out on him. For what? For having an opinion? Just because he was selling pudding pops for the last 40 years, People forget that he's a nigga from Philly in the project. And he might say some real shit from time to time. It's not that big of a deal. I spoke at my old high school and I told them kids straight up, if you guys are serious about making it out of this ghetto, you gotta focus. You gotta stop blaming white people for your problems. And you've gotta learn how to rap or play basketball or something, nigga. You're trapped. You are trapped. Either do that or sell crack. That's your only option. That's the only way I've ever seen it work. You better get to entertaining these white people, nigga. Get that dancing. Go on out there and be somebody. I just hope they listen. Shit is ridiculous. People worship television. They worship this shit. You know, like, if you watch a movie, right? Say you're watching a movie, and one character says to another character, say, hey, what's your number, man? What's the other character always say? 555-5555. You know why they got to do that? Because stupid-ass people go to the movies and then go home and try to call the characters that they just saw. Hello, is Indiana Jones here? No, motherfucker, he's fake. It's not his number. And to be honest, this is the worst time in history to be a black celebrity. Fuck. They locking all our stars up. It's hot right now for black celebrities. I knew it was bad when Kobe got in trouble. I said, this is a rap for us. He's one of the most wholesome dudes we had. We locked him up and everything. And Kobe kept it together. Thank God he held his gang together, because if he was cracking under pressure and getting like 6 points a game, the whole L.A. would have been like, that nigger is guilty. Kobe was playing his ass off. He was playing like his freedom depended on that shit. You see this motherfucker in them games, this nigga's trying to beat that case on the court.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with Duende Mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duende.
Now we're back to the show.
First positions, fellas. Right, lads. Just like we did in rehearsals, yeah? Lots of fun. Keep your rhythm. Take your first positions for the song. When I cue the music, you head straight for the lens. Yeah? Right. Two, three, and action.
My name's Dave.
My name's Joe.
My name's Mick.
My name's Dave.
Dave? He's Dave.
All right. What's my name supposed to be again?
Mo.
Right, Mo. No, that's I'll never remember that. It's too tough.
What, Mo? Mo is difficult to remember?
Well, they've all got normal names, haven't they? Joe and Mick and the... What'd you say your name was again?
Dave.
And Dave. I mean, I'll never remember. What was it again?
But Mo's a name in the script. It rhymes with Joe.
Right. Well, how about this? I'll be Dick. Right. Joe and Mick and Dave and Dick. Dig-dum-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-do.
You'll be Mo. Your name's Mo.
Mo. That's too tough. I'll try, but...
Well, what's the name of that musical? Five Guys Named Mo. Get that in your head. That'll help you remember it, yeah?
Mo.
Come on, let's. First positions.
Mo. Mick and Joe and Dave and Mo. Mo, 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 Mo. Mo.
Right. Cue the music and action.
My name's Dave.
My name's Joe.
My name's Mick.
Five guys called Mo.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name? Mo.
No, no. Your real name.
All right. Ronald Villiers. I'm with Woody Cummins. Oh, here's an idea. I'll just cut my own name down to Ro instead of Ronald. And then it'll be Mick and Joe and Dave and Ro, 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 Ro.
Ro. You want to change your name? No, no. You're not changing your name to Ro.
Right.
Right?
Now, come on.
Okay.
We'll pick this up after lunch. Come on, we'll go to the ending and do the tires and brakes and exhaust. Watch. Come on, get your things.
I'll remember that, Mo. You had it.
Come on, Mo.
And it's Mo.
Right, we know this, yeah, Tyson?
That's all right for you, okay, then, exhaust pipe. This weighs a ton, I'm absolutely sweating.
Right, Jim, ready with the music?
Oh.
And action!
Fenty-ten.
You want me to get somebody to write it on a board and put it beneath the camera?
No, it's upside down.
Yes, to you, but not to the viewer or the people who paid for the advert.
Right.
Or anybody else for that matter, Ronald.
Okay, I'll try that again, I'm sorry. Got a big bead of sweat rolling down my arse now. I'm over for button now.
Right, come on, lads, this time, for God's sake, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Cue the music, Jim, and action!
That's a great kiss.
Time,
right?
It's all quite true.
That's a great kiss. We do.
Hi.
Hey, excuse me, my name's Mo. I'm fired up.
It's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Country child, that country, baby, that's my style.
Hawaii's new hit country.
Played on Country on Sundays.
Hawaii's
NSF Radio. NSF Radio.
Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Charlie Park, Bubba Sparks.
Can't wash up with the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road to get you home.
Come on.
If you see it in the ride when they try to lie, you'd a bullet hole and a stop sign kind. That I'm right there with you. Put your drinks up high for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey. I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
All right, everybody.
I'm back. I've been on the toilet for about an hour, 2 hours now. My niece, nephew, grandson, they got a nice little nap. I ain't doing that until. Don't take that. Stop taking that. I hear you. You, put that down. Nothing. All right. Anyways, everybody, I'll see you all next week. I gotta go take some ginseng, and I got a special friend coming over tonight. You know, it's that late night. It's Saturday. And I'll see you all next week. You know what we do. All right, have fun, you pain ass old people, young people, and pigs.